A co-owner of the Framingham Pharmacy, blamed for the deaths of 76 people in a meningitis outbreak, must spend 9 years in federal prison. The sentence given to Barry Cadden yesterday was a disappointment for victims of tainted injections prepared by the New England Compounding Center.
9 years, I mean, he's going to get out feeling good, feeling better than ever, and be able to go on with his life. Well, a lot of us, you know, won't even be here.
Victor Davis, who says he's in excruciating pain every day, is one of the dozens of victims who traveled to Boston to see Barry Cadden sentenced yesterday. Judge Richard Stearns expressed sympathy, but he ruled that Cadden's crimes were not serious enough to merit the much longer 35-year sentence that prosecutors requested. He also sidestepped questions that have been raised about some of the not guilty verdicts in the case. WBUR's David Boeri has been covering this. David, good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So prosecutors made an emotional appeal at the hearing yesterday, calling Cadden's decision as head pharmacist to ignore safety precautions pure evil. And as we mentioned, a lot of people traveled a long way to make that point in court. Tell us about some of the victims, David.
None of them were from Massachusetts, so it was sort of like an out-of-town convention of the broken, the sick, ravaged, grief-stricken. People had their lives crushed by the loss of their jobs and the loss of insurance. And you heard all these different dialects, like from the hills of North Carolina, where Scott Shaw said that he could hear the wail and cry of his mother, who was in such terrible pain. And he said that she was coughing up, he described, a substance as black as any coal tar I've ever seen.
Nobody except the people that have witnessed these deaths is ever going to understand the magnitude, the pain these people went through. I want somebody in this country to get mad, really mad, about what's happened. We don't. We're going to repeat it again.
And many of the victims spoke that way, calling for a maximum sentence. They wanted to send a message, they said. So they were badly disappointed and even angry afterwards. They blamed the judge for allowing Cadden to get away with murder, for a sentence of 9 years that he got, far from the 35 the government wanted to impose.
David, you've been reporting on this problem with the verdict form here, and that the jury was not unanimous in its not guilty verdicts on the more serious second-degree murder charges against Cadden, even though verdicts have to be unanimous. Were some of the victims aware of that?
Yes, some of the victims said they had read and heard our accounts of what happened with the juror verdict form, and they were angry about it. They blamed the judge. They were supposed to be unanimous on the verdicts, but if they came back with a verdict that wasn't unanimous, then they didn't have a verdict. If they didn't have a verdict, they hadn't finished their deliberations, and yet the judge seems to have accepted what wasn't a unanimous verdict. That was where the form indicated that the jurors were leaning strongly in favor of guilt.
So was that an issue that the prosecutors raised in asking for a harsher sentence for Cadden?
That's right. Twice yesterday, the prosecutors told the court that the jury had not understood the need to be unanimous, and they pointed out these 8-4, 9-3 margins that the foreman had actually written in toward guilt, and they wanted that used to set sentence.
And Cadden addressed the court and the victims. What did he say?
Yeah, and for the first time, his smooth brow during the trial all of a sudden showed wrinkles. He was clearly agitated listening to the victim impact statements. He said, "This reality haunts me now and will do so for the rest of my life." Occasionally, he was wiping tears away. He said, "I was the person running the New England Compounding Center. I take moral responsibility for the terrible suffering that has occurred."
And the judge accepted at least some of the argument from the defense. Tell us about the judge's ruling.
So the judge said that he had to adhere to the law, and he hoped the victims would understand. He said that even though Cadden had shown a great deal of negligence and even gross negligence, the judge said that the case wasn't even close to having the state of knowledge, the intent that's required for a second-degree murder conviction. And then Judge Stearns went on to the arcane world of federal sentencing guidelines. He looked at him, added up the numbers, said the range comes to 7 to 9 years, and he imposed the 9.
And what about what appears to have been an error in the verdict form? Did the jurors shed any light on that?
Yes, we spoke to the foreperson of that jury yesterday, just during a short break. He told me that the jury's understanding was, and I'm quoting him now, if it wasn't unanimous for guilt, it was not guilty. Now, notice that he didn't say it was their understanding that they had to be unanimous for a not guilty as well. And he's reflecting the confusion that appears to have been the case amongst the jurors. But no one had a chance to talk to those jurors afterwards because, and this was stunning, they were in the courtroom. The judge called them the best jury he'd ever had, and then he invited them into his chambers. They went into his chambers after the proceeding, and this is from the judge who's refused to release their identities, and he's voiced concern for their privacy and safety while they're out in public. And of course, it's been said that the judge is concerned that he doesn't want to be criticized in public, and that's why he's doing this.
Hmm. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, I understand you'll be following up on this today, right, David?
That's right. We're hoping to get the jury list today. The judge had ruled that we could have it after sentencing. We're still waiting for it.
All right. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome.